Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Gerald Posner is the investigative journalist and author that I think of whenever there's a big issue out there, and the media, sadly, over the last 10, 15, 20 years, is not making a move toward it even a little bit, he pops up, and then there's an explosion. Lately, I've been following, he's been talking about a couple of things around transgender, the surgeries. Why is the media not speaking about this? Why are they not investigative, undercover? They're doing this, that, and the other. It's relatively easily findable. But I'm looking on Twitter at Gerald recently talking about this magazine piece, cover story in NY Magazine, written by a Pulitzer Prize-winning critic, Andrea Long Chu, a male who identifies as a transgender woman. Let's go to Gerald Posner here on Talk Radio 1210. Gerald, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you. You know, what you said on the lead-in is just so true, which is it's low-hanging fruit for a group of good investigative journalists from a magazine or newspaper. They can go in. There are clear standards that are supposed to be used by doctors and psychotherapists and everything else when they're dealing with children who are confused about their gender. And you could send in a team to find out if, in fact, they're following those rules. Are they giving them real consultations, or are they just waving them through in 24 hours to go ahead and start on hormones and surgery, which I think is the case many times and would be sending steam out of most parents' heads. But nobody's taking that project on. They just don't want to do it. And I've seen magazine and newspaper after newspaper sort of politely pass with me when I come to them with an idea for that type of investigation. They just don't want to touch the subject.
And your theory, why? Just because, even if not significant numbers, they know there's a mob mentality. They're going to pay a big price if they put you in there, particularly investigating this.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's just it's not worth the cost for them. So, you know, as they look at it, the numbers aren't enormous, although tell that to, you know, parents of a child who's detransitioning, who's gone through the process and is now trying to come back. They view it as not, you know, it's not the top issue on their radar. They're talking, I understand, about the much more pressing issues about immigration and what's happening with inflation and what are we doing in the Middle East and Ukraine. And I get that. But, you know, you can chew gum and walk at the same time. And they just don't want to touch it because I think there's also this this orthodoxy in the progressive mainstream media, which is that somehow if you expose pediatric children's gender services as a money-making operation that isn't following the science, that somehow you're denigrating the overall LGBTQ movement. That's not the case at all, but there's some type of unsaid word that we shouldn't be looking into that to expose it.
Now, you write on Twitter, too, about this person who wrote, a male who identifies as a transgender woman. And you wrote exactly that, this cover story. If you challenge that, even someone with your track record, you're going to be seen just as a hater and unscientific.
Yeah. And you know, what's amazing is, and you know this so well, and your listeners do as well, we were told repeatedly by the government when it came to COVID, follow the science, follow the science. And, you know, there are a lot of people who say now they weren't following the science all that carefully. But no one's following the science here. They are, actually. It's remarkable that we in the United States, you would think we spend more on healthcare than any other country. We should be, therefore, having the most advanced take on everything that's happening in terms of studies and that. And we're behind the rest of the world. So in places like in Britain, in the UK, where they were giving away puberty blockers to kids, they've banned them now completely. Mm-hmm. And they have a left-wing government in place with the Labour Party, and they still haven't changed policy. It would be like having Kamala Harris in office, and she would have banned puberty blockers. They've done it in Sweden and Norway and in Finland, in these really progressive Nordic countries that were at the forefront of gender ideology a couple of decades ago. And now as the science has come out that there are more permanent harms and consequences, they've changed course, but we haven't here in the U.S., which is pretty remarkable. Now, the Trump administration is trying to do it. It says that, you know, it's blocking it from being given to children under 18. Some states have done it, but that only matters if you're in a hospital or a clinic that's taking federal dollars. If you're a private clinic, and a lot of these clinics out in California, Colorado, Oregon, and others are indeed Boston, they are private, you're untouched by that ruling.
So what's your strategy then when you know, and you've written for everybody, what is Gerald Posner going to do? Are you going to move on to something else? Or are you going to continue to explore this?
I go back to the old famous last words, right? I hope. Chew gum and walk at the same time, I can do both. So I am looking at some stories that have political and intelligence connections really far removed from this. That would be a great story. I spent a few months last year following up on a lead that said there was foul play in the murder of Jeffrey Epstein. I came to the conclusion after a couple of months that, no, he actually did kill himself, so I didn't publish anything on that. I am looking at other stories because there's plenty out there. This is just one that I come back to every once in a while, probably after I've gotten a new rejection from some magazine that I think might be a good pitch. I do have to say that the Wall Street Journal was the only what I call mainstream publication that did in 2023 put out my story about the fact that, the truth about puberty blockers. And that had caused a storm at the time. They were the first ones as a mainstream outlet to run that. Yeah. And it was good. And my wife, Tricia Posner, who works with me, also a journalist, she wrote a piece for the journal called When Did Women Become a Dirty Word? Because when she went through breast cancer treatment, a nurse said to her, this is like 3 years ago, by the way, your prognosis for chest cancer is very good. And she said, excuse me. And she said, the nurse said, we don't like to make anyone feel uncomfortable, so we use that terminology. And Tricia said, actually, it makes me feel uncomfortable to hear that. I have breast cancer.
So you mentioned Epstein a moment ago. And you came to that conclusion. I mean, you're the guy. I've only been to the Dallas Museum, which I recommend to everybody in the world. You can stand right there, the plexiglass, the whole thing, and see it. If you said Epstein was killed, I would have to give up my stance and start to move toward that. That's how much. But, you know, you said that you gave up trying to print it. I think that is the contrarian position now. What do you make of Patel and Bongino? I don't know if you saw them on Fox and Friends.
I did.
They did look a little bit under pressure here when they said no. We know that. What do you make of all of it?
Yeah, I mean, so I thought it's fascinating. There are two people that almost everybody has to say, if you're conservative, you say, okay, I have trust in Kash Patel and Don Bonino. Right. They're not going to hide the truth. If they think there's something there, they're like two bulldogs. They're going to charge straight ahead. Now, when they come out and say, we think there's nothing there, that in fact it's a suicide, that, okay, I feel to myself when I see that, yeah, that's sort of where I came. But the difference is they have control over the files that they have looked at. I don't have those files, and they should release them. People aren't going to believe it. They aren't even going to believe it, some people, if the files are released. But you need transparency here, and I think they should hopefully both understand that not only are we interested in their conclusion, but all of us reporters, journalists, the general public, we want to see the files that they looked at to reach those conclusions, and there's no reason why those shouldn't be made public.
Absolutely. That's exactly where I would come down. And when Bongino, Gerald, says, well, we're going to enhance it so you can see it better. Then he says, well, we're going to keep the original. You know, you got to be very, as you know, second to none, you got to be very, very careful when you're talking about evidence and what you're going to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Imagine, look, one of the things that brought up so much conspiracy speculation for a long time, and understandably so, was that the public didn't see the Zapruder film, the so-called home movie of the assassination of Kennedy being killed, for 12 years after the assassination.
Right.
It was bought by Time Life, right? They kept it until Geraldo Rivera showed it on his overnight program. The country had never seen it. Is that sort of the equivalent of seeing the original? People need to have access at least to the original. And if you're going to do an enhanced version, what does the original look like? What have you changed in the enhancement? I mean, it brings up a whole host of questions. So I thought the only way you get around that is you release the original for people to see, and then you can release your enhancement. And I guarantee you that there are going to be 20,000 amateur sleuths out there who think that they know it better than anybody else, and they'll be doing their own enhancements of it. I've seen it with the Zapruder film. So we'll have enough enhancements of that scene on Epstein to fill up a file cabinet with documents.
The only downside of having you on, I could go home right now and not do anything, and I have a plate full of stuff and go read the JFK stuff with Gerald Posner. I could say, book another flight to Dallas. I was telling my wife that the other day. We got to go. That museum, and when you actually stand there right behind the chair, wow, I haven't seen anything else in history that quite intrigues me. Then I got into a fight with the guys in Dealey Plaza who have their screens up by truck batteries and all. You know, it's quite a conspiracy.
Anybody who actually is hanging around Dealey Plaza for the most part or has a stand set up or whatever else, you can guarantee you don't have to go up and ask them if they believe it's a lone assassin or conspiracy. They're definitely the conspiracy people. But what you said about being there, standing at the sixth floor where Oswald, where the assassin sets up the sniper's nest, looking out onto that street, I think that for people who haven't been there, Dom, one of the things that I hear almost all the time after they visit Dallas and Dealey Plaza is, wow, it's so much smaller, so much more compact than I thought. It looks on TV or in pictures as though it's a few football fields down the street that you're shooting at, and all of a sudden you realize that, you know, it's 50 and 70 and 90 yards away as the car's moving along, and with a four-power scope, it looks like it's right in front of you. And so it's a much closer shot
exactly.
than I think anyone knows.
So what's next for you? We talked about the trans stuff. Anything else that we're going to be seeing? A book? Anything else coming up?
Yeah, I'm looking at a project about the politics of cancer care. I sort of got interested when my wife was going through breast cancer. So with not the medical part of it, but more about the politics of it. It's an industry that can save your life, but it's a machine as well. So it's both. And the other thing is I'm also looking at sort of this Nazi looted money in a Swiss financier and the early birth of Palestinian resistance in the late 60s and early 70s with the PLO and the PFLP, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and how those Palestinian resistance groups may have been funded by this Nazi looted war chest that thought, you know what, these guys, these Palestinian resistance movements, they're going to be great to take on Jews in the Middle East. They can sort of continue to do what we were doing in World War II. That will set some people's hair on fire, too.
You so publish that, and we're going to have to meet in undisclosed locations and tape you. Really, given today's headlines, Gerald, that is beyond explosive. Absolutely.
Well, so, And Dom, it's interesting you say that. So that is the project that Trish and I want to actually do of all these projects, because it is explosive and it's got some great material about the CIA in the 90s using some of these terrorists, sort of giving them as confidential informants. It's great material. There isn't a mainstream publisher that I've talked to that doesn't say, not really for us, too much history or whatever else. Because I guarantee you, when they run it up the pole over there, they're getting exactly. More no's there than they do on the trans issue.
I would agree. And on Twitter, Gerald, where do we follow you?
Just on Gerald Posner. I regularly post something. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, Dom, and I'm sure this happens with you, they said, oh, you know, you're right about trans and you're right about women in men's sports, but I don't agree with you on JFK. And I said, look, I don't agree with anybody on every issue that I follow on Twitter. If there aren't some things you disagree with, fine. But, you know, that's the great thing about Twitter. You get to have an opinion, get to state what you've done. Some things people will like, some things they won't, but hopefully they'll find it engaging.
Absolutely. Gerald, as always, a thrill. Thank you very much for joining us.
Dom, thanks for having me, as always. Thanks.
All right, Gerald Posner, Dan, that stance was pretty good from the guy, and he said, yes, they ought to release everything. Longer they hold up on this, you know, and DeBongino out there, wahamana about enhance versus not enhance and all that, that is problematic. Okay. I just would tell you, though, if you're ever in Texas, Dallas, you go to the sixth floor and the museum, they have it on scale, the Kennedy assassination, and you're standing right there behind the chair. And he's right. It is much closer than you would perceive if you watch a film of it.
Yeah, it makes much it closer. Makes it easier for the Babushka lady to shoot, you know?
Okay. That's, yeah. All right. So,
How close was the grassy knoll?
From there?
Yeah, the fence
grassy knoll is further down. That's true. Farther down. Yeah. Yeah. I think he was a good enough marksman. He could have done it. So. You know, we'll bring him on sometime in the JFK. It's the granddaddy. It's what started a lot of this stuff. And he's right in the center of that. He says Epstein killed himself, but they have the files. Why don't they release them? Let's get going.
Well, how was he able to kill himself is a question that should be answered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he was on to do the trans. We kind of stumbled in that. I could have gone through more detail, I guess, and gotten a nugget from him of what he says is convincing to him. Next time, we'll leave with that. I didn't know if he would talk about it, but he's a good guy. All right, so 855-839-1210. Yeah, why is it that we can't talk about the cost of this? They won't print, the media won't go after it. Same thing we saw play out over the weekend. That's the reason why. They don't want to touch it. They're afraid of a mob of people that are going to target them and come after them. The same thing, you heard the thing that he's involved in. Wow, that would really go nuts. And that is the thing of the Palestinian groups getting money from the Nazis, essentially. That's what he was saying. All right, 855-839-1210, you jump on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Tom, to your Dano show. Interesting little nugget I saw from the big California track meet. Is it a 440 or 400? With meters and all, I get confused. But in that range, this girl ran spectacularly, beat the other girls. There was no A.B. Hernandez, nothing like that, who was allowed to play in three events. But the girl, after winning, this was pre-planned, moves to the side a little bit, and the father comes out with a fire extinguisher and fires it at her feet. You get it? She's on fire. She's on fire with this, with a fire extinguisher. And the she was disqualified. I would disqualify her, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not doing fire extinguishers here. And I would let her run in the next race, though. She did it in this race, so... You can run in the next
one. It's like a wrestling entrance, but like a bad version.
Yeah, I know, but isn't it ironic? They kick her out of not one, but two events. Meanwhile, running on the other side of the track is A.B. Hernandez.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's just such a nugget that was missed here. Look, I get the wrestling angle, and if this were pro, I'd be okay. It's part of the show. But high school girls, and the father comes running out.
Can you imagine that, the pen relays?
Well, yeah, with a fire extinguisher.
I think the timing of it all matters. Like, if the race was just over and he, like, sprinted onto the track, is that exactly how it went?
Yeah,
I can understand that being a DQ. But, like, if you waited till after the race, get the results, and then, you know, as soon as you step off the track, dad's there with the fire extinguisher.
No, this was all planned.
Did you see video of this? Was there video of this?
I think there should be video somewhere.
If we do, we'll pull up.
I wouldn't knock her for the other part. The next race, that wouldn't be enough penalty. She gets kicked out for one, that she was that much on fire. Imagine if she's racing against A.B. Hernandez.
Well, I think that's awesome because she obviously, like, her and her family felt that she was going to win well enough that they could bring a fire extinguisher.
That's where my question is.
I don't know how you get in with a fire extinguisher.
I'm sure it wasn't, like, I don't know where it was held, but I'm sure it wasn't, like, the biggest stadium. I'm sure it wasn't, like, the road.
No, I think it's a pretty big stadium.
But is it like a...
Is it a BYOFE or is it like, did they get off the wall? Like, bring your own fire extinguisher?
I didn't see footage, but it said fire extinguisher because she's so on fire. The father was saying that as they got him out of there. Yeah. All right. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. You know what? Now we're going to get into the pregame stuff and all. I think they're smart to say this is just a sport. This is not pro yet. You know, you can't do this. But how do you have A.B. Hernandez? I thought the father was going to say that. Then race was involved, of course. So it's that California meet. That one girl did beat A.B. Hernandez pretty effectively, too, in the long jump. Yeah.
All right.
Only won two out of three. The high jump, and the high jump was tied, but A.B. Hernandez had no misses.
Mm.
And the triple jump, I think, is where it really shows the difference.
Yeah.
I think he won going away. All right. I want to talk about a disgrace to an ethnic group. That would be Italians. Axios today here in Philadelphia has this piece about a woman named Dawn Hiltners. Italian great-grandmother once sacrificed everything to reach America. Now the South Philly elementary teacher is considering a journey back over the Atlantic for a better life. The 59-year-old educator is part of a growing web of people pursuing Italian dual citizenship to flee what they view as a toxic political climate under the Trump administration. She hired Portal Italy to help her claim Italian citizenship, giving herself the option of resettling there in the coming years. It's one of the many companies assisting Americans, and apparently Italy is the place where a lot of these ingrates want to go. Let's see. One says, For Heltner, it's the Trump administration's immigration crackdown, anti-immigrant rhetoric that she says has terrified some families of their students. Now, if Ms. Heltner wants to be Italian, get Italian citizenship, and they're okay, but the instant that she mentions this and starts the procedures, she should have her citizenship revoked here. I mean, this dual citizenship idea is corrosive. If Italy or wherever you want to go, Fiji Islands, is greener pasture, you ought to have the right to do that. But then you got to get your paperwork in line here to stay here. I don't think, we should ever abide the dual citizenship. But she probably says sauce, too. My comment on this whole thing of reading this.
So you're saying she's a true Italian?
Yeah. Dual citizenship. Maybe she wants to come on a Sicily trip. She can
Someone tweeted at you that over the weekend, I guess Sid Mark mentioned something about making his own sauce.
That. Yeah, much as I revere Sid Mark and Sinatra and all that stuff.
Oh, no, you cannot diminish Sid Mark. Come on.
They're not the definitive source.
They are.
You know, that would be a good side question. Or you'd hit me on Twitter. Who would be the definitive source on this? There's talk of people wanting Giuseppe back again so he can do the sauce bit that he does. He sounds like a robot when he's doing it.
Who's the all-time most famous Italian-American?
Now, if Chef Boyardee said I'd have to consider it.
Or he calls it sauce. You look on the can, it's going to say sauce. Mm-hmm. I mean, your answer's right there in front of you in the supermarket.
Yeah, but I think the chef would say, well, that's just the beginning of gravy is really what it is. And the Olive Garden, I'm sure, would say gravy.
Just for the records, Frank Sinatra did say sauce.
I know he did.
And he is arguably the biggest Italian-American of all time.
Columbus might have something to say about that. Get the hologram of Columbus going.
Yeah, right. Let's call him up.
All right. So 855-839-1210. Scott Presler will be here at 2 o'clock today reading the Inquirer. I think it's like 10 printed pages today attacking Fetterman. And they mention, if he doesn't want to be a senator, he could go back to one of his 8 properties in Braddock, Pennsylvania. Now, remember when we were on this saying, look, this guy's a rich kid, he's unqualified and all that. Suddenly, the Inquirer tells their readers, this guy has 8 properties in Braddock, Pennsylvania. Why? Because he's not following their line and they got to take him out. And they got every ingrate imaginable that worked for him to say he does nothing, he's a disgrace. Come on. Are we really serious with some of the people they still support, the Inquirer? This guy is the perfect example of how quickly they'll turn. All right, let me go to Sam here. Let's get another one on board. Side question today. Give us a series, a TV series that you think is worthy of being rebooted. Sam in Beth Eyre is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sam, afternoon.
Hey, afternoon, Dom. How about Emergency? Hands down, no-brainer, Emergency.
Well, tell us why.
That show advanced emergency medicine by at least 20 years. Before that came on, paramedics existed, as far as I know, Seattle and maybe Jacksonville, Florida, and then Los Angeles. After that came on, it just exploded. That show has impacted, even being felt even today.
That's a worthy way of framing it. Thank you, Sam. All right, good shot. Can you hit us with, think of it, there's a million of them. Is it so good, you just have to have it back? 855-839-1210. That's how you can get in. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock today. This guy in California, I wonder if CNN's going to acknowledge this is domestic terrorism. He's got a flamethrower. He's in Boulder. He is pronouncing that he waited a year to target these people. He wanted his daughter to graduate, didn't want this to be on her. Then he was going to attack, screaming stuff in Arabic or Egyptian. I'm not exactly sure. Shirtless was a nice touch. I don't know what the weather was like. This maniac comes out with this. Now, whether it was a flamethrower or not is being debated. But because Battelle and Bongino got ahead of this and said, this is domestic terrorism. That's what we're looking at it. I heard Dan with Dawn today, too. Yes, Greta Thunberg is headed to Gaza with a flotilla of ships. And what do these two things have in common? The craziness over trans and the more serious, as far as the violence, the anti-Israel, anti-Semitism. They're mobs that they're afraid of. And TikTok is helping to fuel at least the anti-Semitic part of it. I'm going to try to get Mike Huckabee, who's now the ambassador to Israel and a friend of the show, on tomorrow. He's calling upon the mainstream media and these others to tell us that what we're seeing in Gaza, or what is perceived, is not true. They don't want to do that. They see it that way. They want to make that the story. They think they'll bring Netanyahu down. They think Israel is committing a genocide. How long is this going to go on? It's going to keep on going on. In cities like Boulder, if that were Texas, this guy would have been shot within 30 seconds. Instead, it went on for quite a long period of time that he was terrorizing people. And it looked like he did come up with some kind of flamethrower. And then when he was done with that, he was throwing Molotov cocktails. One guy, age 88, survived the Holocaust and yet was severely injured by this. So when does this end? Well, two things. Keep on beating Democrats in every election. And in addition to that, going with the fullest extent of the law over this, taking the money away from the Harvards of the world, the Pens of the world, and these others. And the media, do your job. Ask Josh Shapiro what he thinks about this. He's covering up that attack because he knows his party's anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, and he doesn't want it to be in the news. Republicans got to beat the drums more in Harrisburg. I've told them that, in that he's getting away with covering up that attack, all the money it cost, and the reason for it. Just hopes it'll go away. All right, 855-839-1210. By the way, Dan, President Trump said with steelworkers that as it stands now, if Dan Muser runs, he would endorse him. All right, so he might be on the show tomorrow. We're working on it. Now, I can make quite a case for Stacey Garrity, you know, but if Trump says Muser, let me ask this question right now. I know we won't get it. It's hard to be honest on this. If Trump says Dan Muser, you've heard him on all of our shows a lot. You've heard Stacey Garrity. Would you vote for Muser? I think Stacey Garrity arguably has got the rural vote. It's got a lot more of that. But Trump's endorsement, that goes a long way. And he has been very loyal to President. Not that Stacey Garrity is not. But could he beat Josh Shapiro? Or does Garrity, with the military experience, the rural stuff, does she have a better chance? We need somebody that is not going to be a dope. Like, the bar is low. We're not going to have Doug Mastriano anymore, right? He's going to run again some other day. Doug, I'll be ready. I'll be ready to call you out here. I'll go on the Delmarva station again to call you out. They put me on the upstate Pennsylvania thing. I'll call you out, Doug. You're a nice enough guy, but you're a loony too. I mean, there's just no way. And we're all those people saying, what does Dom have against Doug Mastriano? What? Look at what he did. We still suffer under this. I think either one of these two can reasonably duke it out with Josh Shapiro. All right. Let's talk about my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz at the Bentz Dental Group. One of the things I like most about Dr. Bentz, he doesn't offer just one solution. Say, here, that's what you have to do. He offers the best choices, and he's very diagnostic, gives you a lot of information. Bottom line for me, I recently completed a dental implant, and I can say the experience was tremendous because I had knew what was going to happen going in, the steps, the procedures, etc., and I knew that was the right choice. We had reached that point. Now, Dr. Bentz knows that everyone and every smile is unique, and that's why he's going to give you, and I underline the word, comprehensive diagnosis. Using advanced imaging and technology combined with personalized consultation based on his years of experience. He'll explain in detail the options available, what will happen with each so that you can make the right decision for you. Get that initial evaluation. That's where you should start. Hopefully nothing big is wrong and you got routine great dental care going on. Call the Bentz Dental Group now at 610-272-6949. You can also visit Bentz Dental Group, BENTZ.com, 610-272-6949. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time to your Dano show. Coming to your calls, but our buddy, Dr. Marty McCarry, was on Face the Nation. This is Cut 7A over the weekend with Margaret Brennan, who's one of the tougher, you know, smarter than Kristen Welker, certainly, and who am I leaving out? Jake Tapper and his buddy are arguing they did the right thing since the book is a runaway bestseller. Okay, there's that. Runaway bestseller. All right, they had more details out of that. All right. But here is Marty McCarry talking about COVID with Christine Brennan and the dismantling of the network's go-to vaccine talking points. Here's how it sounded.
Can you clearly state what the policy is? Because this is confusing.
Yeah, we believe the recommendation should be with the patient and their doctor. So we're going to get away from these blanket recommendations in healthy young Americans because we don't want to see, on the COVID vaccine schedule, we don't want to see kids kicked out of school because a 12-year-old girl is not getting her fifth COVID booster shot. We don't see the data there to support a young, healthy child getting a repeat infinite annual COVID vaccine. There's a theory that we should sort of blindly approve the new COVID boosters in young, healthy kids every year in perpetuity, and a young girl born today should get 80 COVID mRNA shots or other COVID shots in her average lifespan. Mm-hmm. We're saying that's a theory, and we'd like to check in and get some randomized controlled data. It's been about 4 years since the original randomized trials, mm-hmm. so we'd like an evidence-based approach. Dr. Prasad and I published this in the New England Journal of Medicine last week. And we're basically saying we'd like to bring some confidence back to the public around this repeat booster strategy theory because...
Your statement was not about repeat boosters. It says the vaccine is not recommended for pregnant women. The vaccine is not recommended for healthy children. That's different than annual boosters.
Yeah, at this point, we're dealing, you know, it is a booster strategy. People would be getting the updated shot. So whether or not a young, healthy...
But haven't gotten
so we'd
a
like
shot.
To see the data. We'd love to see that data doesn't exist.
No, but on a practical level, for a parent at home hearing you and it's trying to make sense.
We're saying take it back to your
doctor.
If
their child has not been vaccinated, are you recommending that their first encounter with COVID be an actual infection?
We're not going to push the COVID shot in young, healthy kids without any clinical trial data supporting it. That is a decision between a parent and their doctor. And just so I don't know if you know these statistics, but For 88% of American kids, their parents have said no to the COVID shot last season. So America, the vast majority of Americans are saying no. Maybe they want to see some clinical data as well. Maybe they have concerns about safety.
I don't want to crowdsource my health guidance. I want a clear thing,
the
right? You don't
thing,
go with popularity.
The worst
you go
thing,
with, as you're saying, data.
All right. How often do we hear a woman and her doctor? Well, these are parents and a doctor. That's the Stan and Marty throughout emphasize this. One other quick thing, and DJ saw this first, NJ.com, and asked me, do I think it's retaliation? Yeah, I do. I was just at Farley recently. I wish this had come up. I talk to this guy every year. He's in charge of the roadways, north and south, I believe, for Atlantic City Expressway, that kind of thing, and really good interviews, good insight for you. I would have asked this, though. The Tesla superchargers. Dan and I saw them the last couple of years, big row of them they had at the Farley Plaza, and I think the Molly Pitcher and all these others have them. They're now going to be removed, and they're bringing in somebody else that they say there's some advantage to. Really? Are we buying that from the New Jersey people, that the Tesla superchargers are removed because they're going to have some better deal or something better? Tesla, Elon Musk outfit said that they offered them a better deal than they're getting. But no, they're going to now Tesla is still going to put them, I think, paralleling the roadways. But why can't they be there? Well, it's Tesla again. It's the same thing. They don't want them there. Now, is it clear they're doing this to get back at Elon Musk? Well, you figure it out. Why all of a sudden is this not state of the art? Is this not something they can just leave alone? A watch will be difficulty. They won't have enough. This guy will not deliver well. It'll take them forever to put them in. And who'll suffer? The consumer. Well, the whole thing. If you like electric vehicles, that's your choice. I, for one, just think the inconvenience, the inconsistency of this, et cetera. What was that? I heard a voice.
No, I said it's incredibly inconvenient.
Yeah, right. It is. And that's why they put them at places like Farley. But even then, you're going to sit inside Farley for a couple of hours doing what? Well, the farmer's market is nice there.
Go shopping.
Yeah, let's go shopping. You walk around it for like 6 seconds.
Grab a nice Whopper at BK.
Yeah, there you go. And then we go to the bathroom and we gas up. Well, no, we have an EV, so we don't. And it's still, where are we?
Maybe get some new Velcro strips for the good old Easy Pass.
That's right. You can get Easy Pass there. We remember that. So why take these out? Why take these out now and go through this? It's about Elon Musk. It's pretty clear to me. All right, Anthony's in Delco. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to check in with you. And this whole gravy situation, many, many years ago, my grandmother, Susie Cardamone, they came over on the boat in the 20s. And I asked her the question. I said, Graham, how come you call it gravy and not sauce? And her explanation was when they came over here and they're trying to learn the language, the interpretation of something easy to remember was anything liquid warm you put on food, they called it gravy.
Okay. So that's why they stuck with it.
I got to think that she has some credibility, coming over here and not speaking the language or anything. And she really had no biased opinion. But in our household, it was always gravy. And I know when they moved from South Philadelphia to Drexel Hill is probably the only house on the block that had a kitchen in the basement, too.
So you're a gravy
kitchen
guy?
Kitchen in the basement.
Oh, isn't that a common Italian thing? Yeah. I feel like it is.
A kitchen in the basement? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they bought the house, they rebuilt the kitchen upstairs, and then they put that kitchen, rebuilt it, put it all down the basement. Huh. It was cooler to cook down there. Huh. So, I don't know. Real quick, Dom, on the Mastriano thing, look, it's a prime example of, Mastriano was why the country's revolting against the Democrats now, too extreme. So, I think we got to go away from him and find somebody more electable.
Yeah, and both of these people are users, calling card is. Trump's going to be all on board with them, but Garrity got the most votes of anybody that's ever run for any statewide office. I think was a retired colonel in the military, and she gets rural Pennsylvania's vote big time. So going to be an interesting race here.
Yeah, people got to get out and vote for her. She's got my vote.
I hear you. Thanks, Anthony. We hope to have Representative Muser on tomorrow. Trump at the rally with the steelworkers says if he runs, that's my guy. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of wiggle room with Trump here. But again, Anthony put it well. I remember it wasn't bad. People are, why is Dom against Doug Mastriano? Come on, he's a conservative and all. It was a Looney Tune beyond belief. And we had him on. But I mean, you know, and you're running against Shapiro, who's a machine. What they ought to be hitting Shapiro on right now, I believe, is this whole thing with the fire that was set, et cetera. Why is he covering it up? That and Broad and Liberty has a great series on the cover up of this former state rep that was accused of sexual harassment, et cetera, that looks to be another cover up. I mean, it's doable. This guy is not, you know, an all timer. He can be taken out politically, but it's not going to be easy. So we got two people here now. Will they kill each other in the primary? I don't know. I think they're both going to run. All right, 855-839-1210. Give me that TV show that you think we should get a back again, a reboot. Coming up, too, Veterans Administration here in Philadelphia. The workers had to go back to the office, I think, the last week or so in May, and they don't like it. And the Inquirer says, well, they're going to be disgruntled. We're not going to have good treatment of veterans. Just let them stay at home. It's the reputation of the Veterans Administration. I think the Trump people are serious with Collins in reforming it. And I think these ingrates are a real example of why it needs reform. That's straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk about a great upcoming event. If you're thinking of selling your home, it's not like it used to be. The market is shifting. Today's buyers are pickier than ever. They want move-in ready homes with modern features. So, you know, are you going to do all that? You're going to break the bank? Well, no. To the rescue, my great friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors is hosting a free event for future home sellers. You'll learn how to navigate this uncertain housing market, rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, and fast-moving technology. You'll also learn her low-cost staging techniques. They're magic that really meet today's buyer's demands. Join Diane and me for a glass of wine and hors d'oeuvres on Wednesday evening, June 11th, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. At this special event, you'll get a signed copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Get ahead of the competition. Come to Diane's future home seller event. That doesn't mean you're selling it even in it. If it is, like a month from now or 2 months, could be 6 months. It could be you're thinking, you're curious. RSVP, that's all that you have to do. It's a free event. 215-576-8666. Or visit 215-576-8666.com. I'll see you June 11th with Diane Cardano. All right, Dom Giordano show. One of my favorites calling in, and he's a dual citizenship? And Dan, I don't know. I must be... He told me how to pronounce it on Memorial Day, but I'll try again. Zenos on Talk Radio 1210. Zenos, welcome back.
Welcome, Don. You got the name right. And I like the what you said about the ingrate. She's going to have a very hard time, you know, proving to the Italian government goes through that. There can't be, like, mixed, you know, with Irish or something like this. It has to be more pure Italian. Now, for me... I was born in Greece. I have no choice in it. In the eyes of the Greek government, I am still an American. I mean, I'm still a Greek citizen.
I understand.
So I can go, and there's no travel restrictions. I can go live there before she can, because the EU has the open borders to citizens of Europe.
So why not get rid of the Greek citizenship, though?
I have no choice in it, Tom. I'm an American. I love America. I have no choice. It's the Greek government that considers me a citizen because I was born there, and I was a male child. I think even the female child's. But I have a greater way. I mean, I have no choice in it. I mean, I've never been to Greece. My mother has. My mother was born here, by the way, and she was raised in Greece and got trapped here during the Second World War. And the Nazis were looking for hostages then.
Yeah. Okay, well, I understand. This is much different. It's much different than somebody given the greatest gift in their life, American citizenship by birth, decides, maybe I'll go to Italy because I don't like Trump.
No, no, that's wrong. I'm not going nowhere. I mean, for vacation, you know, the two greatest countries that I know of is in Europe was the Greeks, which started Western civilization and passed it on. That's the two countries I would visit first. But for me to go live over there, I don't think so. I mean, I can, but like I said, I have no choice in that.
I hear you. Well, look, we're not letting you go anyhow. You're too good of a guy and caller that we discovered on Memorial Day. You're not going anywhere for the next 50 years at least.
I'll be on, as you used to say in the old days, the blower here. I'll be on this as much as I can, Tom.
Thank you, Zenos. Thank you very much for checking in. All right, the great Scott Presler, 20 pounds down. We'll find out his weight loss campaign. More importantly, are we going to win Jersey and Pennsylvania? Will give you an update on registration and all that. And I've been talking with him when we're down there at Mulligan's. Would he like to do something in Wildwood? He's got some encampments there, the beach. Now that he's lost the 20 pounds, that might be in the offing. Mulligan's, June 20th, though, is really coming together. The people we're going to honor this year, some of the things we're doing. I don't know if I'll be on the polygraph or not, but I hope that we're able to pull that off. And debating Linda Kearns and honoring Fred Herron and the usual gang will be there. You got to come once just to see the spectacular on Dom Day. It's a joy, and I just was talking with Johnny about the new summer White House shirts, which even I have not seen yet.
Wow.
Yes. I don't know if they have a size big enough for Dan meeting his requirements. Did you get a T-shirt the last time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What size do you think I am?
Well, but it's an odd size with the height and everything else, you know. It's a big and tall man's size.
Extra large tall or a large tall.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a little bit different. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Specific size.
No negative, but the
way you said it, you think I was like a 7X or something.
No,
like that.
I didn't mean that. I just meant, look, you just said it's big, tall.
Call me fat, Dom. What's going on here?
I can't imagine the measurements. Okay. All right. So 855-839-1210. You get in. Scott Presler next. We got Dom's Money Melody. Oh, for a great prize today. Pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin in Wildwood. He's going to be our guest in the 1 o'clock hour on June 20th. Was just talking with him yesterday. How many voices can he do? I think he'll take requests there, so be ready for that. All right. Big 2 o'clock hour. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.